Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Oh, it's a fun day, always a fun day when I can be with you after being on Fox News, which is what I was doing this morning, which was a lot of fun. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, 855-839-1210 is the number. I'll tell you. Henry, is there an echo? Am I hearing an echo or is that just me? Am I just hearing
I think it's
that?
Just you.
Just me. Fantastic. All right, good. Excellent. I'm at an undisclosed location today after doing the Fox News TV show, so you have to understand that's how we roll. But it's great to be with you. There's a lot going on. I was talking today about the Philadelphia homeless encampment situation. Now that we are living in a time when who is dealing with the epidemic of Kensington, epidemic of open-air drug markets. Every person that I know who sees this knows that it's two problems at the same time. Number one, the border. And we talk about the border all the time. The wide open southern border. Where do you think all the fentanyl comes in? It comes in from China. That's right. They make it in China. Then what they do is they send it to the Mexican cartels. And then what they do, the Mexican cartels, is they go to Airbnbs in Los Angeles and they hang out over there. And what they do then is they distribute it throughout the United States of America. They put it on the streets, on the streets. And I'll tell you, it is a real problem for all of us in this country. But if you think about it, the other problem that Philadelphia has is what a lot of cities have in this country, and that's the woke prosecutor, George Soros. I'm sorry, George Soros' puppet, Larry Krasner. Just like Alvin Bragg in New York, just like the dude in Chicago, in all these blue cities, what you have are these puppets who believe that the criminals are the victims and that the police are the bad guys. Now, look, so far, the mayor of Philadelphia has impressed me. Sherelle Parker and the new police commissioner, they're saying all the right things. And I believe that the cops in this city are the best cops you're going to find anywhere. Anywhere. I mean, they're outstanding people. They are just some of the absolute best. They want to do the right thing every day. But the district attorney believes they are the bad guys. And when it comes to these open-air drug markets, these are the very same people who've been pushing safe injection sites. The idea now that you can come and shoot up under supervision and that somehow that's going to be okay. I mean, give me a break. you know and I know that that is just asking for the suppliers to come more into that neighborhood. Well, duh, wouldn't you? If I had a safe Twinkie eating area and I know that people could come in and eat Twinkies and they can eat as many Twinkies as they want, and if they go in a diabetic shock, there'll be somebody there with the catheters, you know, the whatever those things are. I'm going to sell Twinkies. I'm a capitalist. These drug dealers are capitalists, too. They're going to take advantage of the demand, and the demand will be higher if you have open-air drug markets and if you have safe injection sites. So America right now is watching is there's two problems. One is the southern border, and the other problem then being district attorneys who do not fight criminals. And this is the big story of the day brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. He's going to give you the smile of your dreams. He's a great guy, the master of dental implants. There's simply no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria, V-A-N-A-R-I, V-A-N-A-R-I-A. So looking at the presidential election, looking at 2024, as Kamala Harris keeps trying to come to Philadelphia to make her case known to everybody, listen, we're going to bribe you kids with student loan debt repayment. And you and I both know, come on, this is a scam. This is a total scam. I know it. You know it. We know it. Nobody believes for a second that this is a good idea. Everyone knows exactly what's happening. They are bribing people. In the old days, it was a bag of cash. Now, these days, they just give you a check. But it shows you how Pennsylvania's ground zero for this. So now, Kamala Harris is in Philly. She's talking to all these public servants, these hardworking public servants, telling them, you just don't all make enough money. And now we're going to take care of making sure that we don't worry about burdening you with the burdens of student loan debt. We're going to unburden you with the burden of student loan debt. And then these blue collar guys and gals who are working in the energy sector outside Pittsburgh and in southeast Pennsylvania or southwest Pennsylvania, how do you think they feel about this? Or if you're a dock worker in southeast Pennsylvania, how do you feel about this? You're busting your hump every day. You're working. You're a guy on the road. You can go to college. And now you see these idiots come into town, into your city, where you're busting your hump on the side of the road, and they're going to give away free money, free moolah, cha-cha-cha, baby. It's going to annoy you. It's going to drive you absolutely crazy, and it should drive you crazy because it's not fair. It's not fair. And this is the thing that the Democrat Party, why they're doing this right now, is because they don't care about trying to win back the working class voters. Ted Cruz made a comment the other day. He said, the biggest change in my lifetime that I've seen is that the Republican Party has become the party of the working men and women in this country. And it's true. They have. See, as the Democrat Party abandoned union workers in favor of just whatever the public unions wanted and started passing laws that benefited public unions and started listening to union leadership and stopped listening to the actual union members and stopped giving a damn about them and protecting their jobs and started going after their jobs in coal and oil and natural gas. As all those things were happening, something else happened too, which is they started beefing up the roles at universities. Tuition rates started to soar. You notice that college, you want to talk about inflation, which another report came out today showing, once again, inflation is an absolute disaster under this president. But you want to think about it for a moment. The inflationary effect of college, I mean, there's nothing like it in terms of what the differential from 5 years ago to now. Like, I think about when my kids are going to be going to college. Patrick's 9, so he'll be the first. And gosh, it's hard to think about 9 years old. But by Reagan's 4, by the time she gets there, what's it going to be? $172 million a year just for books? But that's college. They inflate the tuition knowing that it doesn't matter what they charge because they're still going to have a wait list. Because government loans will make sure there's always people who will sit in those chairs. See, the other bribe that happens in this country is that by paying off student loans, what you're also doing is you're also bribing the academic elite. Because you're going to say, well, you could raise rates to college. It doesn't matter. As long as America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, says whatever student loan debt you have, we're going to make sure that you don't have to worry about it. Then all these people They know they can charge anything they want, so they keep hiring all these professors. And they add things like lesbian unicorn art classes, because a degree in that is going to definitely help you out in life. Trust me on this. I know this firsthand, because that was my minor, obviously. And they know that they can charge whatever they want. And this is why, and I brought this up to you before, but James Carville has said the Democrat Party is the party of the faculty lounge. And why has he said that? He has said that because it's true. He said that because it's true. This is a party that has abandoned working people in favor of elite professors and kids with master's degrees in useless subjects. So when you pay off their student loan debts, you're paying off the kids, you're bribing the kids, you're also bribing the professors. You're also bribing the academic elites at the university who never even teach a class. Like that whack job nut professor from the University of Maryland who we played the other day on the show, who wrote that book, White Rural Rage, where he completely makes up things, makes up this idea that all these white people in rural America are just seething with rage, you know, foaming at the mouth with rage. And the guy whose research that he used for that book came out and had to write a piece in Politico saying, whoa, you guys are taking my research completely out of context here. I don't like this. This is not right. And he said there's no rage that's going on. There's passion. There's frustration. There is a wanting to dismiss the elites. People like Fauci, Anthony Fauci, Asanto Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law, of course. That event with Rand Paul is tonight. Politics and Pikes. Politics and Pints. Are you going? You should go. It's going to be a fantastic night with Rand Paul, who, by the way, wants the CIA to be investigated. The CIA's ties to the lab leak. Senator Rand Paul came out today. It was a very big story. He came out and he said that we need to look into what the Central Intelligence Agency did to help cover up the COVID lab leak theory. Just how involved were they? Just how involved were they? And he wants an investigation of Fauci's ties to the CIA. Senator Rand Paul is reportedly investigating secret trips that Dr. Anthony Fauci made to the CIA before the COVID-19 outbreak. In an interview with the Daily Mail, Paul says he'll be investigating off-the-books meetings with Fauci that he had with the CIA. We also have stories, rumors, and innuendo that Fauci was a frequent visitor off the books to the CIA. Paul believes Fauci may have been involved in a cover-up in these secret meetings. We have another whistleblower from the CIA that says that the scientific committee that was commissioned to look into the origins of the virus actually voted 6-1 that it came from the lab and that they were overruled by superiors at the CIA. Senator Paul appears to think Fauci had a say in overruling this. Gee, you think? I mean, remember the timeline, too. Back in January, February, they were all turning around and pointing fingers at each other, going, hey, weren't we making this very virus in the lab like 10 minutes ago? Didn't we? And if you walk into a bakery and there's fresh, delicious chocolate cookies, and on the corner someone's sitting there eating one, wouldn't you conclude that maybe they got the cookie from this beautiful, delicious bakery? Or did they get it from down the street where they weren't baking delicious chocolate chip cookies? You just want to blame it on that place, the Wuhan seafood bonanza. Of course they knew that this came from the lab because they're the ones who paid for it and they made this thing. And yet all of a sudden, we find out the CIA was involved in toning down anything regarding the lab leak theory. Says we have another whistleblower from the CIA that says the scientific community that was commissioned to look into the origins of the virus actually voted 6-1 that it came from the lab and that they were overruled by superiors at the CIA. Wow, imagine that. Paul says that Fauci knew because he had a say in the overruling. He knew the Chinese labs wanted to create a coronavirus because the National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases was a partner with the proposal. So in January and February of 2020, instead of Anthony Fauci piping up and saying, oh, wow, they briefed us on the Chinese labs. It looks like they ended up doing what they briefed us on. Instead of saying that, he commissioned people to say the opposite. It makes me think there's really something there that they're hiding. And now it's time to prosecute Fauci. So you'll hear from Senator Rand Paul tonight if you're going to Politics in Pites. And I hope you are. I really do. I hope you're going because you'll have a great time. You'll have a wonderful time. And, well, I don't know if there'll be Twinkies there, but I know there'll be a bar there. And the bar is going to have booze, and booze always makes everything better, except if you don't drink. In which case, then, probably because it made things worse. So then they'll have soft drinks available for you as well. And either way, you're going to have a great time. I promise you that. This I promise you. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. But if you think about it, when you look at Donald Trump, here's this guy who comes from New York City, walks over, walks down the golden escalator of Trump Tower, and starts relating to workers, blue-collar workers. You know how he was able to do that? Because he hired them. He hired a lot of those people. Who do you think built all the casinos? Who built all the resorts? And he would go down, excuse me, he would talk to those people all the time. He would talk to them. He would go over and find out what they were thinking about and talking about. He would get to know the people that built his resorts and his golf resorts. He talked to them, people that worked for a living. He didn't sit in an ivory tower and look down on them. Now, contrast that with every person who's ever argued with you on social media who immediately called you an idiot. The first thing they do is insult your intelligence, which in my case, I deserve. But nevertheless, give me a good retort. Don't just simply mock me for not reading books or my show sheet. Give me an actual retort to my argument versus just telling me I'm not very smart. See, Trump doesn't look down on people. What did Hillary Clinton call those people? Deplorables. A basket of deplorables. What did Jamie Dimon come out and say recently? He came out and said, stop putting down MAGA. Stop doing it. But they think you're a bunch of wacko, white, terrorist, extremist moms in yoga pants who are going to blow up school board meetings and people that pray in church. You people are actually really going to be the next insurrectionists. We know that you're about to storm up the stairs of the Capitol and you're going to bring and unleash your fury. Or they just want to go to church and, you know, make their voices heard at a school board meeting. I'm shocking. You know, maybe they'll be a chaperone for their kid's trip to the zoo or something. They just want to make their voices heard. But Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice said, you could be a terrorist. Why do they do this? Well, think about the inflation report that came out today. The inflation report that came out today stinks. Shows we're paying more for everything. And very convenient of O.J. Simpson to die today when the inflation report comes out, showing that inflation is up again. Inflation was not transitory. OJ's Bronco was transitory. I'll never forget that day. We'll never forget that day. I guarantee you, if you're of a certain age, you can remember exactly where you were when that white Bronco was going up the LA freeway. You remember it like it was yesterday. You remember it. So OJ dies the day the inflation comes out. I don't think it's a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences in life. I'm a superstitious man like Don Corleone. No, but really, O.J. Simpson will be remembered as what he should be remembered as, which is a murderer. Truly, a murderer who got away with it in one of the biggest gross miscarriages of justice ever. He murdered Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. He murdered these people. And it's just an absolute travesty that he got off. And you also remember when the verdict came down. You remember where you were back then. I remember Jay Leno was hosting the Tonight Show. He had the dancing Itos, the judge Lawrence Ito. He had the dancing Itos. It was such a cultural moment in the 90s, the O.J. Simpson trial. And of course, the Dream Team, Johnny Cochran, the Dersh, Alan Dershowitz, the best of the best, the Kardashian guy, Robert Kardashian. It's harder to believe, but I mean, he was part of that dream team. And it showed you something else, too. Even though there's blood drops that led from the dead bodies to the Bronco that matched the blood spatter on the dead bodies. And even though OJ had deep cuts in his hands, and even though everybody knew he had the motive, and this was an absolute crime of passion, if you got money and you also pull the race card, you can get away with anything in America. Because don't discount the race card aspect of that. You remember back then what they were talking? They tried to paint Mark Furman as a racist. They tried to say that because Mark Furman wrote a book and used the N-word in it, that he was a racist and that this was just a racial targeting against O.J. Simpson. He would be found guilty of murder in a civil trial. He was ordered to pay tens of millions of dollars. He never paid it. paid a small portion of that. Then, of course, the armed robbery where he went in to try to get his own stuff back, he claimed. O.J. Simpson will be remembered as being a murderer, but prior to being a murderer, he was actually in some great movies like The Naked Gun. He had a career. He was the spokesman for one of those rental car companies, Hertz, I think it was. He used to run through the airport. But when you murder people, it tends to change your whole reputation. And that's exactly what happened with O.J. But also because America looked at that and said, are you kidding me? Everybody knows he wrote a book called I Did It. And then small letters he put, if I did it. But it was called I Did It. And then like, if. Everybody knew he was guilty. But I do think that is going to be one of those moments in American history we'll never forget. That Bronco escaping. And his buddy, Al Hastings, driving the Bronco away from the police. And it was a moment before social media, before we would all lose our minds and everything, where we actually got to tune in on television and watch this. And people would call each other on the phone and talk about it. It was amazing. But he's dead. Good riddance, in my opinion. I'm sorry, but he's a murderer and he got away with it. Everybody knows that he was guilty. And I know in our system of justice, if the jury doesn't find you guilty, then that's how it is. But they don't have to find you innocent. They find you not guilty. They argue that the government did not prove their case. That doesn't mean you're innocent, though. It just means you're not guilty. It's a big difference, by the way. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I'm so grateful to my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo for their incredible support of this show. You know, every day we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios, and I'm so thankful to Judith Krupnik, Yosef Cohen, and the entire team over there who are dedicated to you and to us here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHC. Now, they're doing a big renovation over at Cherry Hill Volvo, and so it's a little bit of a mess, but don't let that stop you, because you have the opportunity to save serious cash during their renovation savings event. They're in beautiful trailers. You get the same customer experience. I just picked up my XC60 last month. Took my father-in-law down there to get his XC40 a couple weeks ago. He had a great experience, too. And they have a wonderful inventory in stock, and they are going to work to get you the absolutely most aggressive incentives possible to put you behind the wheel of that Volvo. Whether it's the beautiful S-Class made right here in America at their plant in South Carolina, or the XC40, the XC60, or the XC90, the family car with that third row to get all the kiddos down the shore, you'll have a great experience at Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter. Take advantage of this renovation savings event with my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Lord.
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yes. Thank you for being here today. Appreciate it very much. 855-839-1210 is our number if you want to weigh in on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. I tell you what, I'm excited for 2024. I really, really am. It's going to be the epicenter of presidential politics. And once again, Pennsylvania will decide the next president of the United States of America. And I'm so happy to welcome back to the show my friend Caroline Levitt. She is the national press secretary for President Donald Trump's reelection campaign. Hello, Caroline.
Hey, Rich, thank you so much for having us. And we are so excited to be in Pennsylvania this weekend on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going to be?
We are going to be, the president is hosting a rally at the fairgrounds in Schnecksville. I hope I'm saying that right. Nice. So the rally starts at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 3.
Very good. Well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people who want to be there. I was reading this article the other day in the Wall Street Journal about all these hardworking men and women in the energy sector outside of Pittsburgh who all said they would never vote Democrat ever again. They are excited for President Trump to get back in the White House because they know he's going to fight to protect their jobs in the energy sector. And they know that Joe Biden wants to destroy their jobs in natural gas, which is one of the most critical industries here in Pennsylvania.
Exactly right. And the Keystone State, unfortunately, is crumbling under Joe Biden's economic policies. On day one, Joe Biden took action to hamper our domestic energy industry. As you just mentioned, he shut down the Keystone pipeline, which sent canceled thousands of jobs here at home. And his radical electric vehicle mandate is undoubtedly going to send more jobs over to China and take away those jobs from hardworking Americans in Pennsylvania. That's not to mention the inflation crisis that Joe Biden's tax and spend policies have created. Prices are more than 20% higher overall than they were when President Trump left office and Joe Biden took office to this day. When you look at the increase in inflation for just everyday household goods, eggs, for example, just one example, eggs are up 49% since Joe Biden came into the White House. And I know people of Pennsylvania are feeling that every single day. And that's why President Trump is leading in your state, because people realize just a few short years ago how much better their lives were. And that's why the president is running again. He doesn't have to be doing this and dealing with these Biden trials and persecutions. He stepped into the arena to fight to make this country great again and to rebuild our economy, which he is very much focused on doing, and he will do.
All right, let's talk about debates, because I, for one, would love to see President Donald Trump debate Joe Biden. I think America would like to see this. I think America needs to hear from the president, try to defend this terrible economic record, try to defend how he has destroyed America's energy independence and how he has allowed the border to be wide open for people to pour in thousands and thousands every single day. I want to hear the debate, Caroline Levitt.
Hey, we want a debate too. And the president has called on Joe Biden to debate. He has said he will debate him anytime, anywhere, any place. And our campaign leadership actually sent out a letter to the Presidential Debate Commission today calling on them to move the debates earlier in the election. This is an unprecedented election. We have a former president and we have an incumbent president. It's one of the earliest general elections we've ever had because President Trump was so strong in the Republican primary. We wrapped up the nomination very quickly. And so we should debate now on the issues that matter to the American people: immigration, inflation. Joe Biden has completely destroyed this country. If you look at every metric and statistic, whether it's his open border policies that have led to a violent migrant crime wave in every single state that Americans are deeply concerned about, whether it's his weak foreign policy that has led to war all over this world and conflict and chaos and bloodshed, people deserve to hear from him and hear why he thinks he deserves another 4 years in the White House. And so President Trump is open to do it again, anytime, anywhere, any place. Our campaign re-upped that challenge to Joe Biden's team today. We are waiting to hear back from them. We'll see what they have to say. But frankly, I think Joe Biden's handlers know that he is too weak to get on a debate stage and stand there for 2 hours and defend his horrible policies, never mind have the physical and mental mental stamina to keep up with President Trump. Hello?
Caroline, you're talking about physical stamina. The guy can't walk upstairs. He trips upstairs, Caroline Leavitt. Physical stamina. No, but also, too, I mean, he called on that reporter yesterday. That was great, right, during that press conference in the Rose Garden, mm-hmm. where he turns around and he says, who am I supposed to call on? Hang on, I got it here. I got the paper here. You. And then Sage Steele coming out and saying that her ESPN interview, entirely scripted. I mean, come mm-hmm. on, Caroline, this guy... I remember he was answering questions and they started to play music. They were drowning him out like he was accepting an Academy Award and went on too long.
Mm-hmm. Joe Biden is the weakest, most incompetent and corrupt president we have ever had. And he's the least transparent president we've also ever had. He has not done a sit-down interview with a major American television network in more than 200 days. And any time he speaks to the press, which is not often, hardly he ever takes questions. And when he does, as you mentioned yesterday, there is a chart in front of him. The questions are very likely pre-planted and planned and relayed to his team. And even then, he still cannot give competent sentences and answers to their questions. It is truly embarrassing, the fact that this is our president, the commander-in-chief of our military, the leader of the free world, can't even take basic questions from the American press corps, but is somehow expected to engage in negotiations with our adversaries, which he's obviously not doing. And that's exactly why we've seen turmoil all over this world. You think Vladimir Putin respects Joe Biden? No, he doesn't. That's why he's endorsed him for 2024, because he knows it's better for Russia if Biden's in. I'm not kidding, Rich. That is what Vladimir Putin said. He said that Joe Biden is a predictable politician and would be better for Russia if he were in instead of Donald Trump. And you know what? That tells you a lot, because people don't respect him, not here at home and definitely not abroad.
I tell you what, Caroline, it's just funny to think that Putin, maybe he'll speak at the Democrat National Convention. It's possible, you know. Trump had a great event in Chick-fil-A. It made national news. I loved watching it, the reception, people, that one woman who came over and gave him a hug and said, I can't wait to tell my mom. And it was really a great moment, wasn't it?
What was it yesterday, Rich?
The Chick-fil-A when the president was in Atlanta, yeah. Georgia, and all these people came up to him. One woman came up to him, gave him a hug, and said, I can't wait to show my mom, you know, took a picture with him.
Yes. Oh, yesterday was an amazing day on the campaign trail. The president never stops. He was in Atlanta and Orlando, Florida for fundraisers, where he raised more than $15 million. This comes on the heels of his historic fundraiser last Saturday in Palm Beach. But yes, we went to the Chick-fil-A in Atlanta. By the way, that was in a minority community, overwhelmingly black community that voted for Joe Biden, 90% in 2020, and President Trump went into the heart of that community to first of all get some milkshakes for everyone on the team and for all of the customers, but also more importantly to meet and greet with the customers and the staff. And I can tell you, it was such a rewarding visit, and the customers there were so genuinely surprised and excited to see President Trump. You mentioned the one woman who gave him a big hug and complimented him for his funding that he secured for HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, one of which she attended. She thanked the president for that. So it was a really just remarkable day. And it shows, you know, the difference between President Trump and Joe Biden. President Trump is beloved by millions and millions of people across this country of all backgrounds. He has truly built the greatest political movement in history. Joe Biden can't even sit on the beach in his own hometown in Delaware for 5 minutes. And nobody goes up to him. They don't even care that he's there. And anytime he steps out of the White House grounds, he gets booed and heckled and screamed at. And so, you know, if the election were held today, we're very, very confident President Trump would win, because so many Americans just realize how much better he made their lives.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm sorry. When it comes to building sandcastles on a beach, there's no one better than Joe Biden. No one better, Caroline Leavitt. Listen, my friend, it's always a pleasure. Before I let you go, because I know you got to get back on the trail, and I'm grateful for your time, you brought up minority communities. I've seen the polling data. Trump is winning with Hispanics. He's doing better than ever with the black vote. He's crushing it now with younger voters as well. The Democrats, Joe Biden cannot win because he also has a whole coalition of crazy that he hasn't locked down yet, so that he hasn't even pivoted to a general election message yet.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Joe Biden's base has completely left him because his policies are so terrible. You know, he's stuck in between a rock and a hard place with the far left young demographic who don't think he's been far left enough. But then many moderate young people, as you mentioned, are shifting towards President Trump because they realize Bidenomics is ripping them off and not working for them. And then you have, of course, many Americans of different faiths that are upset with his handling of the Israel Hamas conflict in the Middle East. African Americans are rightly infuriated to see illegal immigrants taking over their inner cities and being put first while they feel as though they've been put last for so many years. And then, of course, you have the Hispanic community that has seen Joe Biden's border invasion firsthand on the front lines. And many of our many members of the Hispanic community are legal immigrants who came to this country the right way and have worked hard to build their own American dream. And now they're seeing millions and millions of people from all over this world get a free ride, free health care, free welfare, free housing, and it's unfair. And you know what? All Americans deserve to be put first, regardless of your race or your religion. That's what President Trump believes in. That is his motto, America first. And that is why you see him surging. Not only is he dominant in this race, he is growing his support every single day. And that's why the Democrats are doing everything they can to stop him.
Caroline Leavitt, always a pleasure, my friend. The president's coming to Pennsylvania on Saturday. We appreciate your time and have fun on the trail.
Thank you. We look forward to it. If anyone wants to attend the event Saturday night, you can go to our website, DonaldJTrump.com, and click on the events page to sign up for tickets, and we'll see you there.
Thank you, Caroline.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, listen. You got to look good this summer. I mean, it's a pool season, the beach. You want to take your shirt off, right? And you don't want to worry about being harpooned or anything. So here's what you do. NJ Diet. NJDiet.com. You've heard a lot about shots. I know. You don't want to do the shots. Trust me. They're illegal in European countries now. There's all kinds of side effects. What you want to do is the natural way, the healthy way, the NJ Diet way. And it's quicker than shots anyway. And it's all natural. And it's guaranteed. 20 to 40 pounds of fat gone off your body, guaranteed. There's a location close by you in King of Prussia, Princeton, Newark, Delaware, Cherry Hill, and live from home with online video consultations at njdiet.com. All you got to do is just reach out to them. 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET. You'll lose the weight for good, guaranteed. You'll look and feel your best, and you will do this because they're going to help you. You get the doctor's personal email, the doctor's personal phone number, and they're with you every step of the way. NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good.
Thanks for listening to the Cioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Beautiful day, Thursday, almost Friday. And I want to make a very, very important announcement. Happy birthday to associate producer Henry Machette. Henry, happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, thank you, Rich.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
How does it feel?
It feels like any other day. I'm just a year older, I guess.
Yeah, and closer to death.
Yeah, thanks. No.
Yeah, just 1 year closer to death. Remember that.
Yeah, I hadn't considered that today.
And,
and
probably deeper
that.
In debt, too.
Yeah, of course. Well,
yeah,
duh.
So, I mean, you know, obviously. What are your plans? What are the big plans for the birthday? We all want to know.
Nothing.
Nothing. Just nothing?
I'm not a big birthday celebration kind of guy. It's another day on the calendar, honestly.
Oh, okay. Okay. So not even like a couple beers with your buddies, nothing?
Yeah, probably this weekend, something. Yeah, but nothing like, you know, like, not, oh my God, it's my birthday.
Yeah. Not a pony, nothing like that?
No, no pin the tail on the donkey, nothing like that.
Oh, come on. I'm with you, by the way. I'm getting a little annoyed about adults treating their birthdays like they're six. I know we've talked about this in the past, but it's just really getting to be a thing. You know, it's like, oh, it's your birthday. You're turning 38. Let's have a party.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
come on.
Past 21, it's like, what is there really to do here?
Yeah. Past 21 and then landmarks. 40, 50, 60, 75, and then when you hit 100, a hundo. And that's it. Enough.
You're even more generous than I am.
What's your theory on this?
I would only allow you to celebrate a birthday if you hit 100. 21, and then you have to wait again until you're 100.
You don't get a birthday party again until you're 100?
That's it. That's all you get.
Oh, man. Not even a diamond jubilee at 75? Come on.
No, I don't care about your 75th birthday. I'll be interested once you turn 100. Maybe 90. 90 is pretty impressive.
But you got to go with an even number. Although 75 is not an even number, I guess. I'm not a math guy, but you seem a little stingy here. What is it? You hate clowns? You hate balloons? What is it?
I'm just not a birthday guy. I don't care. I just don't understand it. And the worst part is, I believe society is being driven by like 10% of the population that's super into birthdays, and then not only enforces their birthday on the rest of society, but then also forces you to celebrate your birthday against your will. Like, my girlfriend is a perfect example. Mm-hmm. She insists I celebrate my birthday even though I have no interest in it.
Right.
But she loves her birthday, so she just doesn't understand.
Somebody posted a remember Norm MacDonald used to do Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live?
Of course.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And he would just shred O.J. Simpson all the time. Do you remember that?
I've seen the clips, yeah.
Can you grab a couple of those clips for me?
Actually, because, well, there was someone who posted like an 11-minute like super cut of all of his things. But then I was scrolling through your Twitter page, and there was a clip of him hosting the ESPYs in like 1997, I think.
Yeah.
And here, I'll just play it.
Go ahead.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. Great, Manny. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case...
Oh, man. Brutal. Greg Price tweeted out with a picture of Norm MacDonald. In news that cuts deep today, NFL legend O.J. Simpson died today. He was a great football player, but an even better assassin. A killer on and off the field. He was somebody who truly took a stab at everything he did in life. May we bid a legendary knifeman a fond farewell. It's just, I mean, the OJ jokes never get old. They never get old. It really never gets old. So, all right. Well, we'll talk more about it. I still remember. And by the way, a couple of people have tweeted me their memories of where they were during the Bronco chase. Now, I know you two were not even born yet, right?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I wasn't. No.
Yeah, you weren't even born yet, which is insulting to all of us. And DeSantis, how old were you, like in diapers, right?
I don't know. What year was it?
94.
I was born, but yeah, I wasn't watching TV.
You're pooping yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't think I could say that on the air, right? Is FCC violation?
No, I think you're in the clear.
Am I okay?
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. That was a seminal moment for people who are at least older than you guys are. That white Bronco going up the freeway. Everybody remembers where they were. And this one tweet that I saw here, this was great. Brother Patriot said, Rich, I was kicking my friend's butts at Madden 94 when he said, I'm not playing this anymore, and shut off the Nintendo. That's when we saw the white Bronco going down the freeway. Brother Patriot, I too, sir. I'm not joking. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was at Timmy Connor's house, and we were playing Madden 94. when the same exact thing, and it was brother Billy ran downstairs and said, turn off the TV, turn off your stupid game, turn on the TV. And we made us watch the white Bronco going down the freeway. I remember it like it was yesterday. Oh, man. Everybody, there's moments in life that you just remember, and that's one of those things. So you could tweet me, where were you when OJ and the Bronco, or if you remember when the verdict came out, if you remember that too. On X at Rich Zeoli. All right, great. Good stuff to come. We got a big 4 o'clock hour coming up. We got some more guests coming up too, Matt DeSantis. I believe we're loaded up today, are we not?
We have Scott Perry at 5 o'clock.
Congressman Scott Perry on the FCC fight. Also, would you be kind enough to reach out to our buddy EJ and Tony? I'd like to get his take on the inflation report that came out today, if you'd be kind enough to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Wonderful. Excellent. Our official economist. Because I want to find out from him if this is all just a transitory moment. The white Bronco is transitory. Inflation is not transitory, just for the record. Now you know the difference. It's very important to understand the distinction of these things. Very important indeed. I am so happy about the great work that my friends at Garden State Earthworks did for my home. Our house was turning into a swamp. The entire backyard was a swamp. And Garden State Earthworks came in and drained the water away once and for all, good as gold. My backyard is now dry. I love it. Dry as a bone. And that's because the team over there, they are the experts in draining the water away. There's nobody better than Garden State Earthworks. Reach out to them today at 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. They will drain the water away before it gets inside your house, before it damages your hardscaping, damages your swimming pool. Water problems never get better on their own. And the mistake people make is they think, well, what if I just call a landscaping company? Maybe they can do something for me. No, no, you need to get the experts. You need Garden State Earthworks. First time I met Lou was at our old house where we had a wet basement. And he said to me, I met him for the first time, he said, I promise you, you'll never have another drop of water in this basement again. He kept his word. That basement was always dry. He's a great guy. And since then, we became really, really close friends. He and his dad, wonderful people. They'll take great care of you. But like I said, they're super busy this time of year. So make sure you tell them I sent you and call them now at 856-848-4444. They fix water problems for good. No standing water, no water damage, no water problems. You don't want mosquitoes breeding in your backyard, and you don't want to pay thousands and thousands of dollars to repair whatever damage the water costs. So GardenStateEarthworks.com, GardenStateEarthworks.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.